Yay. How are you, Taylor? Latest. Still in New York?
Well, what's that?
Still in New York area?
No, I decided, I realized that Section 3 is actually not New York, it's Pennsylvania. And I didn't want to miss out on anything, so I drove down to Pennsylvania. So now we're back in Pennsylvania and busy. We've been busy wild foraging, stockpiling resveratrol with wild grape juice shots, and taking baths in freezing cold springs, and enjoying the autumn season.
Nice. Freezing cold springs, eh?
Freezing cold.
I suppose it warms up after a while, doesn't it, when you jump in?
No, it actually never does. It only warms
Oh, it
up when you
doesn't?
get out. When
Oh,
you
I
get
see.
out and get completely dressed, and then you're sitting like inside somewhere. Then you get really warm.
Oh. It's that cold. There's a level. It must be a higher level of cold. Yeah. Can't sit in a little thing, nice
It's
and comfortable.
numbing, shockingly, numbingly cold. I've been in cold water too. This is like colder than the Alp water in Switzerland.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways, here we are, gearing up for a spectacular month of eclipses, and who the heck knows what. Of course, it's interesting to watch all the activities going on here on the mainland.
Yeah, mainland is definitely a lot of activity. So, Taylor, why don't you tell us about this, what we were talking about earlier, about how superheroes can get the most out of the training by sharing with their friends. And I'll just mention something very quickly, and then I'll hand it over to you. I've noticed that when I share things with other people that I know about and that are powerful for me, it actually helps me understand what I'm doing on a higher level because I have to explain it so that someone else understands. So there's a big difference between us knowing how to do something and actually being able to teach other people. And the process of teaching and having that connection with other people somehow makes it deeper for us. So we gain huge amounts of personal enjoyment and experience and upgrades and all sorts of things by sharing information and wisdom with others. So we're wanting to encourage all superheroes to really go into this and take things to a higher level. And Taylor, has got a background in other courses and programs where they were really into this and seeing the result. So I'd love her to share some of this. She's been on about this since we started, actually, and it just hasn't happened yet. But I feel like now is the time for this to start being a really important part of the training. So I'll just leave it at that, Taylor, and let you share your experiences and inspiration.
Oh, really? It is a lot what you just said there, which is when, I've discovered, and probably many of you that are listening have discovered this to be the case about anything that's been really rewarding or made a big difference or been an inspiration for you, that when it really, really kicks in, it's when you share it with someone else. Because while the first thing I do when I'm inspired by something is I like, oh my gosh, I gotta share this with that, so and so and such, because it's a natural instinct that we have to want to contribute. It's a natural instinct that we want to share in our enthusiasm with something. You know, it's like a way of doubling or tripling or quadrupling what gives you joy. And really it's why the three of us created this training, you know, because, you know, it's one thing for us all to have value and experience the evolution and insights that we have in our personal lives and with each other, but it's a whole nother doorway opens up, a whole nother level of service and contribution and satisfaction occurs whenever you share with others. And it is really the ultimate way of being of service. And so one of the things Michael and Nick and I were talking about is that when we first created the training, our intention was to really create it, get it down, roll it out, then be available as we are on these live calls and, you know, continuously offering upgrades and new opportunities as we come along them, new insights, new discoveries, you know, just keep enhancing and upping the level of information and vibration in the training as we evolve. But ultimately, our vision was that it would be self-generating. And by that I mean that you all would share with your friends and network and networks of support and family and on and on it would go. And that's really the ultimate configuration of success. It's what has anything be successful, whatever that may be. You know, that's what had superfoods go from just the word Dave Wolf liked to pass around his kitchen to now, you know, mainstream, a Dr. Oz, everywhere you look word is his tenacity and passion for sharing it with everyone he knew, everywhere he went. And so we really want to encourage each of you to be doing that with the Superhero Training. Now, maybe you already are, but we don't really know. And we don't also know if there's something missing that, were we to provide, would make the difference for you in being able to share the training, have your friends and family participate. But it's critical, really, for us to engage in that level of conversation with you. And we don't really have any questions for tonight's call, and so we thought maybe this would be a good time to, for one, have this conversation, but two, also for those of you that are on the call live, to open it up for feedback from you as to what it is you need, what it is, what's your vision of the superhero training, how is it that you're sharing it, where might you be stopped in having your friends and family participate, that we can make modifications to be able to open it up wide. Because this is it. This is really, if you've experienced value in the training and inspiration that's made a difference in your life, then the natural, obvious extension of that is to share it with those you love. And so, you know, that's really one of the things we'd like to do. And I don't know if you have anything to add about this, Nick, but really it comes down to, sometimes, you know, you may be, you know, when I used to lead seminars for Landmark for years and years, that entire organization just relied on people that got value from the Landmark Forum sharing it with others. And they got so much value from the forum, they just naturally, not only did they want to share it, but they wanted others in their lives to participate so they could also get value, so they could also stop the suffering that they were in and the downward spirals that they were living in their lives. And so we're interested in what is it that you need as currently in the training that would have you and support you in having your friends and family and loved ones and community participate so that you are multiplying yourselves and that you have other comrades and support structures to where you can really enjoy the training in a whole new way by being able to share about it, talk about it. You know, those superheroes that have gotten together or have other superheroes to talk to or, you know, when you know you've talked to other people, it's like, well, all sorts of things happen. And so we'd like to, our vision is to be able to duplicate that on an ongoing basis continually. And so that's really, you know, we'd really like to get a sense of if there's something missing or what it is you need or how can we be supportive to that structure really blowing wide open, because now's the time for it, really.
Yeah,
Nick,
absolutely.
Is Nick there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you want to say anything about that, Nick?
Well, yeah, it's an interesting subject. We tend to be the real movers and shakers in the world, tend to be scattered around in all kinds of diverse locations and be the odd bods and the mavericks and the, you know, the black sheep of the family. So it's not necessarily the easiest thing to do to pull your family and friends into something as transformational as this, especially when you know, the transformation itself tends to alienate you even more from those groups. And, you know, we know it's not for everybody. And, you know, all the flowers in the field aren't blooming at the same time. There's some real slow bloomers. But the simple fact of the matter is that people need to be practicing you know, really effective protocols, integrating them into their daily life, into their way of being, that allows them to catch these upward currents of creation. And I think as more and more and more suffering and misery and obvious negative life experiences are manifesting in people's lives, that this this need for this shift becomes you know, increases, obviously. And so I was just smiling because I was thinking about, you know, my friends and former friends and family, if I'd be trying to talk, you know, get them to join something like superhero training. But yeah, I think it's it'd be nice to hear from the superheroes what specific factors in the training might be, you know, helpful for their or resonant with their current circle of friends and family, and if we can emphasize any of those to help bring them to the party. But I think the most important thing is. Rather than kind of like quietly going about your own ascension process, your own awakening, it's very much a time to encourage others that might not be have as much support as you do to consider. Having a look in this direction, because there's you know, the contrast between what's possible, what the life experience is possible, and what's actually occurring, what most people are experiencing, it couldn't be much more acute than it is in this world today. And just, you know, just looking at the even stratas of society that are, you know, relatively awakened, and you know, particularly the alternative media and the, you know, the conspiracy communities that are, you know, really switched on to a lot of stuff. They're not in the experience of what's available. They're still in the sort of political and philosophical and theoretical and arenas. And this is, you know, this allows a certain part of their psyche to, you know, awaken and become enlightened. But the soul is very much a feeling entity. And there's a tremendous opportunity to be absorbed by and fully realize and embody a feeling experience of such exquisite beauty that, you know, a lot of these people, most of them are missing, you know, missing a tremendous opportunity at the moment. So I'd like to encourage all of you guys to, you know, definitely to be deepening your own experience and to be sharing that experience as you deepen it and potentize it with others, and let them be aware of this opportunity. It's a shame to see people suffering so and stuck in mental processes and all of the, you know, the other negative feelings and emotions that people are experiencing as this polarization becomes more and more and more extreme. It's a shame to see so much suffering, especially in friends and family. And there's no need for it. This is solution-oriented strategies we're presenting here, and they're very, very effective. So yeah, I just want to reiterate everything Taylor said, and I encourage you guys to reach out.
Yeah, that's a very good point Nick made just then. That, you know, in we have lots of people around us who we can talk to if we want to. I mean, like Hawaii is like a classic place. You can just walk out the house and walk down the road and have. I have this experience all the time. Like I just randomly talk to somebody at the health food store, or you know, on the beach or something, and I can have these like long spiritual conversations with pretty much anyone, because there's tons of people like that around here. You know, they wanted to move to Kauai because they wanted to get away from being isolated and alienated. So there's like a whole alternative scene here. Especially up on the North Shore. Now, I don't think I have that level of conversation in Walmart, but I'm not sure. Maybe I would. But certainly around here, it's easy, you know. But I get the sense that most people, America especially, actually, seems to be, from what I've spoke to people who are on the training and other people, like, there's quite a small number of people who really are, like, really, really up for the deep, deep stuff. And that's what superhero training is. So I can understand why some of the superheroes might be like, you know what, if my friends and family or whatever don't want me to do this, so I don't want to tell them about it because they actually try and stop me doing it. Some people are in that kind of situation. I've seen all sorts of situations, actually, where parents and family and friends are actively against people's spiritual practices and their new lives. So we might forget that's quite as powerful as it is. However, there's always other people who each of us know who are up for stuff. You know, there's always like one friend who's into it. And then we have Facebook and all these social media things where we can talk to loads of people who we don't physically live close to. So I think the main thing is to take advantage of all the different opportunities that we have. And we would like to ask you, as the superheroes, what would be supportive to you in sharing these things? Because, like Nick is saying, you know, there's so much suffering and people's like lives are messy and people are feeling just basically depressed or miserable or physically sick. I mean, you just turn on the news and just look at people and you see this is a mess. We don't really need to talk about that too much. Superhero training is more about the solution. But there's definitely a huge problem going on. And it really brings us a lot of joy, each one of us individually, to serve, you know. And that's why I do what I do, is because I want to see how many people I can serve, because it's my dharma to do that. And also it brings a lot of happiness to help others, you know. That's just a natural thing. So by sharing with others, you're going to get huge personal joy out of it. So in a way, even if the other people, whatever happens to them is their karma, but you get happiness out of it. So it's beneficial just for the person sharing, it really is. Even if the other person didn't get anything, you still get a lot of blessings from it, but they will get a lot from it. So we're wanting to find out, and feel free to email us, everyone listening to this, whether you listen to it now or in the future, what you would love to do. We know that not everyone's going to be up for this, but the people who are, you know, let's take it seriously. And, you know, we even have played with the idea of doing some advanced training where you can, you know, officially share this with people in some other form. We'll have to talk about the details of that. But this is a really big topic, and we'd love your thoughts on how to make this practical and real. Because we know that whenever we experience something we love, we want to share it with others anyway, like Taylor was saying. So what's the way that you can do that so that it actually works and you don't feel weird about it?
Yeah, and really, even if you feel weird about it, so what? You know, the act of putting yourself out there is a courageous act, and that's what being a superhero is all about. In truth, it probably should have been a requirement of the program to share about the superhero training and have other people do it, because that is an indicator of a lot of things. It's an indicator that you're embodying the training. It's an indicator that you are not, that you're bigger than your concerns. You're bigger than whatever it may be that stops you from sharing. And that's the whole point. That was really the landmark, was to encourage people to get bigger.
Yeah, that's a good point, Taylor. I appreciate you mentioning that. You know, ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is just doing it anyway. And there's, I think the main thing is that expression, you know, don't throw your pearls before swine, you know, and not to say anyone is actually swine, but, you know, there's, in a sense, some people just are not interested at all. Doesn't mean they're evil people or bad people or anything, but they're just genuinely completely closed, and trying to open them up is going to be just banging your head against the wall. But there are other people who are open to this stuff. They just don't know about it, and they never heard about it, but they would love to know about it. So there's literally millions of people like that around, and, you know, yeah, it can be odd sharing things with people, but if you come from a place of, look, what's going to happen if this person doesn't know this stuff later on in their life, you know, then it starts making more sense. I often think about this. If I don't help people out and share what I know with people, I'll end up getting some karmic thing from that, because, you know, later on, people will look back and say, hang on a minute, you knew all this cool stuff that would change my life, and you didn't bother saying anything to me. So if someone knew all sorts of things that could change my life, and they lived near me or they were one of my friends, and they never bothered to mention it to me, I would later on think, hang on a minute, why didn't you say anything, you know? You could have totally helped me out there, but you didn't bother because you were a little bit concerned about looking silly or something. So I think that's a really good point Taylor made just there. Getting out of our comfort zone and doing it anyway is good, you know. In the same way, like even doing this training, I'm not the sort of person that like wants to be the man and wants to be on stage and wants to be known about and all this stuff. But I do these trainings and these courses and programs because I know I need to, even if it's something that initially it was weird for me to do, but I had to do it anyway. So, yeah, I like it, Taylor. We should make it somehow a part of the program that people need to do this.
Yeah, amazing times, and we definitely want to be pulling people in the right direction. And there's some interesting factors in this that it behooves us to go into a little bit. For a start, there's resistance. There's an adversarial resistance active in the world, active in people's lives, active in people's minds, that prevents people from making the highest choices for themselves. Sometimes it translates as fear. There's always some kind of resistance. The Buddhists have a nice little saying that's called active laziness. Active laziness, that means people can be very, very busy. Oh, I'm too busy for this. I don't have time for this kind of thing. So I've got to do this, I've got to do that. All this running around. And so we really need to recognize that there is an adversarial force at work. And this adversarial force is on its game 24/7. And when we start, aligning with and with archetypes like superhero archetype and spiritual warrior, what we're doing is we're standing on the opposite side of the playing field to these adversarial forces. And these adversarial forces are very, very real. Everything, all of the shadow elements of the human psyche, everything that's suppressed and repressed in the human psyche from generations and generations and generations of human dysfunction, all of that shadow is manifesting and is manifest in the world of form, either in 3D, in a very physical and graphic way that shows up in war, toxicity, famine, murder, porn, child prostitution, child slavery, etc., 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 domestic violence, everything. These are all manifestations of a suppressed, repressed shadow in the human psyche. And so every single individual in the world has a shadow aspect to themselves. It just goes with the deal. And so if they're not taking it on, if they're not turning within, looking at themselves, and actually applying, utilizing some kind of medicine, some kind of protocol, practice, and establishing new patterns and habitual tendencies that allow them to integrate that shadow, then it will continue to manifest and externalize in more and more and more shocking ways. And we're always trying to communicate to you from our perspective, which is, ahead of the curve of the wave of change that's occurring in the world. And this wave is unstoppable. There's nothing that can stop the natural evolutionary impulse There's nothing that can prevent destiny of humankind from unfolding. Nothing at all. This is what we're in. Is so huge, so vast. It began a long, 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 long time before you were born, and it will continue a long, 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 long time after you die. And so the only choice we have is the style in which we ride these waves. That's all we have, is that choice. And we say it over and over and over, you can either be dragged kicking and screaming towards your fate and so can your friends and family, or we can go there in style, surfing like soul surfers, masters of the waves, riding the waves of our destiny. And that's what superhero training is all about. And what we're seeing in the world, and what we're going to be seeing more and more and more of, is the acute and graphic crystallization of the externalization of the shadow in the human psyche. Not just some people, not just the politicians or the greedy businessmen, but every single one of us. And so every one of us has to get on the program. Every one of us is and will be 100% guaranteed purified, cleaned, cleansed absolutely. And we can either do it consciously or we can do it unconsciously. And so that should, add a little bit more spice and motivation to reach out a little more, to turn up the heat in your own game, but also to reach out and encourage others who might not be practicing effective protocols or aligned with, really effective group synergy and systems to get on board and try some of this medicine, because it's very, very simple, very, very effective.
When I got eliminated from the call, but what's important is that whatever that the superior training is a soul choice. So whatever they're saying at the level of their personality is, in a lot of ways, not really of a concern. And that's not to say you should just ignore it and you don't want to recreate it, you don't want to interact with it, but to have it mean something is probably not the most advantageous way to interact with what people are saying about this, that, or the other thing. Because ultimately what's going to have them participate in the superhero training or anything of that magnitude in terms of its evolutional spiritual impact is their soul. And so they can be saying no, 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 or stuck in the mud, or thinking you made the complete, your life is a mess and why the heck are you even going such a thing? And yet, if you are embodying the superhero train and being a superhero and what it is, the value that you've had, and are willing to continue to break through places where you may be uncomfortable or whatever it is, and just share anyways, seeds get planted. It's in that environment, actually, where there isn't fertile ground, that the most vigorous seeds get planted, where they last the longest. It's like kudzu root grows in the most inhospitable climate, and its roots can actually crack through granite, the hardest substance on the planet. And that's because that's what you can be in an environment where you aren't necessarily, people aren't a welcome opening for your sharing about your personal spiritual growth and evolution. And I personally seize those occasions, because no matter who they are or where they are, we're all one, and we all have at our core the exact same energetics and destiny, and we're all soul beings. And so it's critical that you don't allow the external facade to influence whether or not you're going to share and have it mean anything at all. Sharing is just the natural outflowing of being inspired. It's just what happens. And so, if I look back in my life, the instances that have just stuck in there and made the most difference to me is when I was the most dug in that I wasn't going to do something or in resistance. And someone just continued to be a stand for me or share in the face of that. They didn't have that mean anything. They weren't affected by it. They weren't in a reaction with it at all. And to me, that was extraordinary. I remember thinking, wow, they aren't really even taking this personally. That there must be something to what they're saying, because it was so completely distinct from how most people would react, perhaps, in that situation. And so this is where the real power of sharing comes from, is that you're using the opportunity to contribute to others as a vehicle through which you can break through places of resistance in yourself. And so, well, it's wonderful if we have more superheroes ultimately participating in the program. You know, that's the best news ever. But really, who gets the value is you. In what, where you are going beyond where you might normally stop, being willing to engage in conversations you might not normally engage in. These are fertile grounds for training yourself in being invincible and being a superhero. You know, it's why I hear, Section 3, you know, something's coming down, the end of the world's going to happen there. I don't get in my car and drive away. It's like, all right, well, I got to get to Section 3. Seems like that's probably a good place to hang out for a while, do some transmissions, you know. I mean, so this is the real opportunity of sharing. And that's why, you know, having it built in as part of the train is kind of fundamental in a way. And we really want to encourage you to be outrageous with it. You know, share with the people that are most unlikely candidates in your life. Perhaps the most resistant as to what you got out of the train and why it's been so valuable to you. You know, what you resist persists. And this is a real opportunity to break through multiple levels of evolution, I have found. You know, I can just talk on and on about this, but the bottom line is it's time for all of you to duplicate yourselves. It's time for all of you, you know, if you've gotten value from this, to share it. I mean, and to have others participate with you and then watch what value you'll get from it.
Yeah, that's spot on, you know. It's true, there's going to be resistance to anything that's good for us. And I remember sharing this plenty of times. I had actually had a chat with someone today about this, and there's some people say, oh, you know, I only do things that you love, I only do things that feels good, I only have to do everything that feel really good all the time. Some of the times, the things that are absolutely the best for us to do, we don't want to do at all. And we have huge sabotage around. So a lot of the time, you know, like, for example, if someone's going to take up certain exercise every day and they don't particularly want to do it, but they know it's going to change their life, or they want to meditate every day, or they want to do whatever, there's going to be resistance. So I think that's really important to realize, that having a feeling, oh, I don't know about this, is good. It's a good sign, you know. There's a great quote from Seth Godin. I like his books. Seth Godin, and he basically says, seek the resistance. Seek the resistance. Wherever there's resistance, chances are that's where your greatest breakthroughs are. And that's what I try and do as much as I possibly can. So if there's resistance, it means I'm onto a good thing. That's a good direction, you know. And that goes against a lot of what you have probably heard from, you know, law of attraction and all this sort of thing, which is just only about feeling good and running away from resistance a lot of the time. And, but yeah, end of the day, if you're getting benefit from something and it's changed your life, then go and multiply yourselves. That's a beautiful expression. I like that, Taylor. There's a huge need. So this isn't just some like random training. This is a superhero training. And what do superheroes do? They change the world. And they change the world by doing things in real life. And so we all have many, many ways of sharing and connecting with people. So pick the ways that you have the most power in and you get the biggest result as quickly as possible. And do those first so you can really go for it. And then you'll also find other situations that are a bit unusual to you, but they're still powerful. Yeah, this is a really important upgrade. I think, yeah, and to be quite honest, if we'd implemented this right at the beginning, people would have got even better result out of the training than they have. So people are already getting powerful experiences. So just imagine that times by about 100. That's what you're going to get when you start sharing it. And the other benefit of sharing it is that when you share something, you have to become the embodiment of what you're talking about. Otherwise, you're, you know, contradicting yourself. You're a hypocrite. So, you know, as teachers of superhero training ourselves, we have to be on our game personally all the time, keep up in our game, keep cracking the whip and going to the next level and taking things on another level. Because otherwise, how can we share this with you? You know, we can't just be saying all this theory. This is practical stuff, and we're always pushing ourselves forward. So when you share it with other people, you will be forced karmically and energetically to go to a higher level, and which is great news. So it's actually one of the most powerful things you can do to activate yourself. So I'm very excited about seeing what happens as a result of this call.
Well, I think that says it all, doesn't it? Anything you guys want to add?
Yeah, I just like to turn it over to the superheroes. You know, we're here to serve them. If there's something they need with regard to being more effective at sharing the training or whatever would be supportive to them, then, you know, I'd like to hear it. And we're happy to do that because for us, that's really the next step. This is the next evolution of the training, and it's we're really turning it back over to you for feedback on this one.
Yeah. Yeah, we know that there's always the hardcore within anything. And so those of you who consider yourselves hardcore and real deal, then, you know, contact us, and we'd love to see how we can support you in doing this. So there's so much possibility here, you know, this huge, huge, huge possibility. The whole world is needing support. So, you know, this is a mission. So, yeah, feel free to email us. And we look forward to hearing your comments and talking more about this next time. So yeah, I feel good about that. Unless there's anything else you guys want to share about anything, I feel maybe this is a powerful call. I look forward to the next evolution.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing from the superheroes as well. Yeah, it's a great time to get on the train. Super good time. Thanks for sharing, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Lovely to hear. And yeah, let's chat soon. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Aloha. Aloha.